Welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. I'm Ludmila, founder and CEO of Rampic, a B2B digital marketing agency. We help tech founders get the most of their marketing effort and promote their stories to our audience. We believe that every tech founder has a unique story and their business needs attention. Stick around till the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can become our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge, the podcast and the space where tech founders and leaders share their unconventional visions and stories. Today, I'm here with Dan Ponomarenko, CEO at WebVizio. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ludmila. Thank you for having me.
Awesome to have you here. And to get things started, what brought you to the tech space and how was WebVizio born?
Yeah, sure. So I've been working in marketing space my entire life. At some point when I moved to US, I got my first job as a digital marketing manager within SaaS space, B2B company, where I started developing myself into the digital manager role. I started exploring different digital tools and been developing a lot of websites and web apps for my company.
And how was the story behind WebVizio? Because moving from working for somebody to the founder space, yeah, there should be like a reason for that.
Yeah, actually, yes. There's definitely a story behind it. During my few years in this SaaS B2B company, I've been gathering a lot of feedback from the first hand of all my experience and pitfalls that working on the website and web apps. And at some point, I realized that there is no tool on the market that can bridge communication gaps between digital marketing managers and web developers. So basically, we spend half of the time just communicating about simple things. And sometimes it takes rounds and rounds through the traditional channels like emails or screenshots or video calls. And I thought there is a better way to communicate. There is a better way to point out on the website and say, hey, I want to change that button. And I want everybody to be on the same page and see what exact button has to be changed, what color this button has to be on the website, or any other things. Like when you test the websites or when you do the QA, there's a lot of bugs and incremental changes. And that's tricky part where you have to go to your browser and see the website and different screen resolutions and go to your phone and back and forth. So basically, that's how I get the idea of WebVizio. And my actual co-founder, it's the person who worked with me on the development part. So basically, we experienced together and it brought us together. And that's how WebVizio was born.
That's awesome. And what I personally like about it is that you got tired yourself so much that you decided to change that. That's amazing. And Dan, tell us a little bit more about what WebVizio does. So who is your target audience? Whose problems you solve? And what's the functionality behind WebVizio as a product?
Sure. So basically, WebVizio tried to bridge communication gaps between different website and web app stakeholders. Works as your usual website. So basically, you put your URL into the WebVizio, and WebVizio creates the exact copy of your website. But the great thing about WebVizio that you actually can preview your website in different screen resolutions, and you can assign tasks for your team or collaborate on particular web elements, which is bring a lot of clarity through the process. So basically, when you develop something, you need to consider a lot of factors, include how it would look on mobile phone, who will be responsible for the task to fix the bug, like who is creating content. And WebVizio brings all these questions together, so everybody knows what everybody's doing and everybody's on the same page.
That's awesome. And WebVizio is actually very easy to use. So if you would like to try out the product, please go to webvizio.com. If you like Dan's story, more about it in a few seconds, please connect with Dan Ponomarenko on LinkedIn. So webvizio.com or Dan's profile on LinkedIn, those are the two places where I encourage everybody who's listening to this episode to go, because the product looks amazing. And Dan, you were saying that you connect different roles. I imagine that you will have people of different backgrounds, technical, non-technical. So how does WebVizio help diverse and actually remote teams work together? So what's the benefit of it?
Absolutely. So WebVizio, it's not a product just for web developers. It pretty much covers the entire digital marketing team, because we have a web developers, we have a quality assurance specialist, we have content managers, we have designers, we have a stakeholders who's responsible for delivering the website. With WebVizio, you can do all of it in once. If you need to change the content, if you see a bug, if you need to fix something on the website, everything is very organized. You can see exact tasks. You can preview in different screen resolutions. You can preview in a Kanban board. So basically, your entire team can work within the one app. The other thing that WebVizio, it's not only about the websites. During the web development process, there's a lot of collateral materials. There's a PDF, there's a content files, there's images if page is not ready yet. So you can gather together between one project and work very comprehensively to deliver result on time. A lot of digital managers, they live under the pressure of missed deadlines. And most of that exactly because of miscommunication, or maybe even over-communication. Sometimes people just like to talk. And WebVizio do it perfectly and seamlessly. Everybody knows what's going on.
That's perfect. And I'm actually looking up the integrations list on your website, which is webvizio.com. So everybody who's interested in checking out Dan's product, please go ahead and visit webvizio.com. It's very easy to use. It's awesome. It looks fantastic to me in terms of how everything is like seamlessly done for all the roles that we've just discussed. Dan, how does it work with other tools? Because there are other tools on the market, as you were saying, like email. We also have the ClickUp for the task management. So what's the role of WebVizio in all of that like toolkit that the digital agency or a digital marketing team has?
Yeah, so at some point we realized that there's a gap between the web development project. You have wireframes, you have Figma or whatever tool you work to create the website. It looks perfect and it looks nice, but as soon as it get online, there's a lot of changes in last moment. There's a lot of engagement, and there's no tool that will help the people to collaborate in this particular stage. WebVizio, as you mentioned, perfectly integrate with the most popular productivity tools like ClickUp, Trello, or Jira. So basically, WebVizio is just adding that visual element that always been missing in communications.
That's actually brilliant, because when I'm thinking about the amount of time a digital team typically spends on literally updating one single landing page, and so instead of having all the lengthy communication, you can just click on the website element that you need to your team to look at, throw a task or a comment, and it's done. So yeah, the product looks absolutely fantastic. And then back to your like founder's story, I know that you raised funding twice, which is very difficult to do even one time, and especially yes, in this tough environment. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about that part of your founder journey? How was it? What was your biggest challenges? So how did that go?
Yeah, so like I wish I can read like, you know, the recipe, but there's no magic recipe on that. So it's always get worse before it's getting better. What really get investors on board? It's the personal connection to the problem that the product tried to solve. It's even before traction, even before money, it's what gets the investors on board, because they understand that people try to solve a problem for themselves And after that, they build a product around that. The worst thing could be if the founder is disconnected with the market and disconnected with the pain points of the customers. The second element would be to know your customer well enough that you're confident talking to investors. Like, my recommendation is just start to talk with the customers from the day one. Choose the framework that works for you. But basically, before you get to investors, you need to understand what triggers your customer to purchase or hire your product. Even before we start raising any money, we get a ton of customers interview. So we deep dive into the customer problem and understand what the customer wants. Even before pricing, even before product, even before testing. The second one, investor likes when people multitasking and have expertise in different areas. My primary expertise is in marketing, but during my previous startups, during my previous years, I learned a lot of that helped me to get into the operational part, financial part, and it brings a lot of value for potential investor. The worst thing could be happen if you just a technical founder or you're just a founder from the business side. You have to be at least have a knowledge in different area expertise, because startups, they usually very small and you always work in the like tough deadlines, and it's always, you always wearing a lot of hats. And what investor has to see is that you can handle the pressure that like when you doing your own startup. Second part, I like, it's always a luck to find an investor who actually connect with you on a personal level and understand the problem. Because if investor does not connect, does not understand the problem, that's probably a dead end. So I got lucky enough to have a people who I met who like was personally connected to this problem, and they feel the value on in the product. But overall, the main suggestion, never give up. It's always getting a little bit worse before it's getting better. You have to do your homework. You have to learn each investor background to talk. You need to know how to talk to them. And yeah, just connect with investor on a personal level. And if it doesn't happen, just move on and get to the new person, and maybe you'll get lucky enough.
That's actually great advice, and Dan, thanks for sharing, because that's indeed a combination of so many multiple factors. Yeah, personally, I like how the luck steps into play sometimes. And yeah, it's getting worse before it's getting better. That resonates. I think it resonates not just with me and you, but also with a lot of listeners to that podcast, because like we are talking to tech founders in different stages of their journey. And then for now, okay, you have the product, you have the users, you have investors trusting you, not just like in words, but also with money. But what's your biggest challenge as the founder right now?
It's a hard question. The biggest challenge right now is probably the priorities. Usually startups, it's very tiny team, right? And there's a lot of things that has to be covered. Me as a co-founder, the main struggle is get into priorities and know that you'll not be able to accomplish everything at once. So you have to concentrate on some particular areas that you think you can nail it very fast. The second one would be testing. Of course, you have an idea how your product should work and what kind of customers this product should attract. But without extensively testing different hypotheses and ideas, you never get into the right market fit. So the second challenge would be to get to the market fit and get a customer know you and use your product. Overall, founders, they all wear a lot of hats, but you need to find the area where you're best at and implement it immediately. And the rest, you can be rely on your team. So, of course, team is very important as well. So they also have to have the universal soldier at some point. They have to also wear a lot of hats. They have to be proficient in different area expertise. So to find the right team, to find the right traction, it's a complex process, but you just have to work hard to get it. And again, it's gonna get better at some point. It's just the hard work, nothing else.
Dan, that's a great philosophy, and I'm pretty sure that it does help as a sort of like advice to somebody who is just starting or not having a good time at the moment. So thank you so much for being very transparent and honest here. And again, everybody who is listening, please take a look at the webvisio.com, connect with Dan on LinkedIn. That's a great product and the great story behind it with the great people. So I'm so happy, Dan, to see that traction, and I'm so happy that you are like in that state of your journey where you just focus on the things that will help you grow.
Yeah, thank you very much. And again, you never win a lottery if you're not playing. I know it's hard, but you have to do it.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate your time. And thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest to the show. Thank you for sharing all the stories. That's amazing. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Ludmila here. Thanks so much for listening to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. If you are a B2B tech founder who would like to be on the show, visit podcast.rampic.agency. If you've got something from this interview that you would like to share, please go ahead and post the link to this episode on social media. Just grab a link, send it to a friend. If you know someone who will be a great guest on the show, tag them in your post to let them know about the show and include our podcast name, which is B2B Tech Founders Lounge, in your post. I love seeing your post and guest suggestions. We are adding new episodes frequently, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. This means a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Visit us at Rampic Agency website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.